And now, stay tuned for Tim and the Gang on Maximum Rock and Roll.
Better.
I don't think so.
Yeah, the answer to your question is no.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Maximum Rock and Roll Radio.
Yay! Woohoo!
Yeah, it's a party here in the kitchen, and we're going to play some songs for you. Brian is here visiting. She's one of our columnists.
Hi.
She's from the UK.
Hello.
A foreigner. Yep. And she's here to teach us some of the wisdom of her land. And she's going to play a couple songs. Would you like to say something, Brian?
Yeah, I have some songs. They're not all UK songs, but hopefully
get up on that mic, girl.
And you'll still be able to hear me. Do you want me to say what the songs are, or should we wait until?
Actually, let's just wait and see. Yeah, Or you want to say what you're going to kick off with?
Okay, we're going to kick off with Penetration, which is kind of an obvious one, but it's a good one. Yeah?
Sounds good.
Yeah.
Let's do this.
Yeah!
Wolf, who are a new band from London. I think their demo tape may be sold out, but you can try to find it on MySpace if you look up Wolf London. And then before that was Mindless from Texas. The song was called Sex Negativity, not Sexy Negativity, which is what I thought it said, which may be better. And Life Cycle before that from Wales.
How Justin rolls.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's a good way to roll.
Yes!
Yeah, Life Cycle from Wales. It was a 7-inch on Mad World Records in 1988. And then before that was Brain Flannel, whose tape, again, I think is sold out, but I think Grave Mistake have the last few. They're from North Carolina. And then, yeah, like I said, Penetration. So that was my 5 songs.
Woo! Hell well yeah. Done. I am just going to rip right into with A Quemarropa. Enjoy.
Down, 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 down
Hello, everybody. I hope you enjoyed my my selection. That was this wonderful band called Abandon. I just saw them play not that long ago, and they were fantastic. Thank you, lads. Anyway, Abandon with a song called At a Distance. Before that was Bad Taste out on Feral Kid with the song Bad Taste. Previous to that was this new band from Albany, New York called Coughing Fit that is my new favorite with a song called Flash in the Pan. There's about, like, I don't know, 10 songs on each side of that 7-inch, so it's the best deal for your money. Before that, was La Virgen del Pozo from Puerto Rico. It was off a split with Tropiezo on Discos de Hoy, of course. The song is Derramando? Yeah, Derramando Sangre por la... Por la causa. And before that was A Quema Ropa with a song called Odio. And I believe Justin's gonna take it on over.
Yep. I'm just gonna play some random European stuff. I'm gonna start it off with a band that is 2/3 of Mob 47. This came out in 1990. They're called Discard. It's their soul release, kinda. They had some comp stuff, but this is the only actual record. The song's called Death from Above. Death from above. Song was Nirogasmo from Italy. The song was, I don't know, it's the last song on their 7-inch. Distruttore, something like that. Distruttore. I'm not good at Italian. Before that was Stenkador. They're a band that came out of the ashes of Svart Frampted. It was this first song off their split with Process from Yugoslavia on Export Platter. Before that was a band from the Netherlands called Hemorrhoids. They never put out a record. But they are on maybe two comps. This one was called Alzie Har Mar Godzit Volume 2. And before that was a Greek band whose name I'm probably going to destroy. I believe it's Adia Shoto. There is no real English spelling of it, along with the name of this comp, which I'm also going to interpret as Dia Tarashi. So, good luck with that one. They're from Greece. And the first thing I played was Discard from Sweden with a song called Death From Above.
And in keeping with playing older stuff, I'm going to play something older too. I love me some oi.
Old.
Let me tell you.
Especially French oi.
Yeah, totally. Hey, you know what? This shit's romantic. What can I say? We'll be right back. Oh, wow. I totally walked away from that. Sorry. Here you go.
We'll be right back.
Never surrender. Chin-chin. Good stuff. And then before that, I played some Putas Mierdas from Mexico desde... What did I play? Oh, jeez. As you notice, earlier in the set, I did walk away because I was... Yeah, I got a little sidetracked. Somebody brought some chocolate, and being the stereotypical woman, I ran away and to eat some.
Whoa, what can I
say?
I take responsibility for that. I'm sorry.
Putas Mierdas, I played before Chin-chin, desde la... Alcantarilla, and then Alcantarilla, right? Yeah. La Voz with Olvídalo, which was released, I think, last month, and it's already gone. So if you get your hands on it, you should. Before that was Daily Void from Chicago, I might add, with a song called New Breed. it's the dudes from, Functional Blackouts and stuff like that. You kind of hear the similarities. And then before that, a very romantic song by Camera Salenz some French skinheads, what can I say, with a song called Realité. And then I believe we're going to hand this over to Bryony in a minute. Just want to say you've been listening to Maximum Rock and Roll Radio. We have a censored version of this show available on for radio stations. Go to our website and click on stations for more details. MRR is also accepting tax deductible donations for any amount. There is a link on our website. Email us for more info. You can go to radio@maximumrockandroll.com or email us at radio.maximumrockandroll.com. If you want to review anything or toss things over for us to play, send two vinyls, vinyl copies, a CD. You can only, well, just send one. We're good with that. And cassettes, again, to MRR, P.O. Box 460760, SFCA 94146. Would you like to take over?
Yeah, yeah, I can do that. Okay, I'm going to finish up as your cut price Layla for today. I'm going to start with Neon Blood on 7-inch. Yeah, the Welsh edition. yeah, Neon Blood on 7-inch. They put out a cassette, I think, at the back end of last year. They're from Florida, and they're really good, as I've been telling anyone who'll listen. This song is called... I don't even know what this... Sophomore? The song's to do with schools in America. Don't really know.
Sophomore blood.
Yeah, so this is the song.
You got it! With Obliterates is the B-side to Beat Beat Beat, but I believe that is the better song. Before that was Wire with Options R, and then Action Packed Suicide Bag 7-inch, which is about not sniffing glue, which I think is something everyone can get behind. And then Neon Blood, like I said before, which is a very good band. We're gonna finish up now.
Yeah, right? We're gonna end with a song that Bryony chose, and
yeah,
like I said, she's going to be here for a whole month, which is fantastic, and
I'll be rooting through that record collection like nobody's business.
Hopefully this will be the start of a beautiful relationship with it.
Yay! This is Celia and the Mutations, Round and Around.
Just do one more.